Blog Talk Radio. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, bruised and broken by the fall. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pardoning love for all.
Let this song play, brothers and sisters, and I will start right after the song. Thank you for being patient. Amen, amen, brothers and sisters. Yes, he is able. So let us begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, once again on this prayer line, thanking you, Father, for the prayer line, and thanking you, Father, for the brothers and sisters that join from all over the world. And dear Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this prayer line, blessing us today, Lord Father, that we are able to come and worship and fellowship together and give you glory. So now, Father, as we come, we ask him for the Holy Spirit to be with us while we are here, sharing, testifying, singing, and all to give you glory. And now, Father, we also will read your scriptures and ask him that you bless your word and ask you, Lord, send your Holy Spirit that we may learn and get wisdom and understanding. We thank you so much for the blessing of your son, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining at Enlightened Ministry. And I would like to read the Help Reform Thursday. And it says, when the gospel is received in its purity and power, it is a cure for the madness that originating in sin, the Son of Righteousness arrives with healing in his wings. Malachi 4:2. Not all that this world bestows can heal a broken heart and impart peace to the mind or remove care or banish disease. Fame, genius, powerless to gladness the sorrowful heart or to restore the waste life. The life of God is in the soul, is man only hope. So, brothers and sisters, with that, I just want to thank God for the word of God. I want to thank him for allowing us to pray, and I want to thank the Father for hearing us in our prayer, that our brothers and sisters can press 1 and share what they, what how God has blessed them, and even share your testimony. And just thanking you for being here on the prayer line. So if you desire to want to share, you press 1 and your line could be open. But while you wait, or while I wait for everyone to join in, I will, brothers and sisters, normally Sister Powell usually read Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29. And if you press 1, I can open your line if you like to read it. Amen. I'm going to press open your line, 843. Your line is open if you like to read Genesis verse 1 and 29.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. Praise God. It's Sister Tamiko from Florida, and I'm just so thankful to be on the Health Thursday prayer line this evening with my brothers and sisters. So I'll be glad to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. And it says,
and
God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." And verse 30 says, "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And as we see how God said he has given us these things, and brothers and sisters, Sister Leola was in the kitchen fixing her little diabetic little herbs to take, you know, after she eats, and that helps keep the sugar low. So I just want to thank God for that. I'm taking my Geneema, and I'm taking also my Bailey's, and also God says, and as Sister Tamiko read verse 30, and he said, "To every beast of the earth and every fowl and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, and I have given every green herb for meat." So that I take because it helps my sugar. So I just want to thank God for that. And Sister Tamiko, we got Brother Eli. We got Brother Eli on. I don't know if Brother Eli want to read for us. We go to the next scripture. I'll read the next. Let me see if Brother Eli would like to read the next scripture. So thank you, Sister Tamika. I may come back to you for to read another one. So just hang tight.
Amen.
Okay, Brother Eli, 857-615, your line is open, and you can give your name and where you're calling from. You would like to read the scripture, Brother Eli? That's what we're doing right now. Would you like to read? Brother Eli, would you like to read John, 3 John?
I want to share with the meal. I'm washing the dishes right now.
But you don't have to. Just wait just a little while. We are reading the scripture, how Sister Power. So let's get somebody to, and then we're going to open your line to share. Okay, Brother Eli? There's anyone could share that reading, John, 3 John? 3 John 1 through, 1 through 3. Anyone want to read 3 John? Okay, let me see. Okay, amen. Okay, 4, 2, 3. Your line is open. 3 John 1 through 3. You can read if you don't mind.
Amen. 3 John verses 1. 2, 3 reads, "The elder unto the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." Amen. I just want to, 4, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for reading that for me, and I'll come back to everyone. And we're going to get that last verse, and I'm going to open the line for Sister Tamiko, by God's grace. So I'm coming back to you, Sister Carla. Thank you for reading. And can read Revelation chapter 22, and I think that's 1. I think that's 1 through 3.
It's 1 and 2. Amen.
Oh, it's
but
1 and 2. Okay. Yeah, 1 and
it's
2.
Amen.
Say.
Praise God. And Revelations 22, 1 and 2 says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Verse 2 says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't he good, God? He's a good father to us. He prepared the leaves and the trees, and then he prepared all these things. He said, "We're gonna from the trees in the midst of the land, because in the midst of the street on either side of the river, there's a tree of life. So we're gonna eat from that tree of life when you get to heaven." Praise God! He has prepared all that for us. So brothers and sisters, as we now can open the line for our brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the line for Brother Eli because he had asked, and then I'll go down the line, Sister Carla. I'll get back to you all. That's 857. Give me just a second. 857, your line is open, and now you can share.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Hello, Sister Mila and everyone on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy because God is good, he's merciful, he's worthy to be praised. I like to thank God for his love and his grace because God is amazing. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. I have a short prayer request. Hold on. My short prayer request is to pray for my mom and for my mom in prayer, Sister Mila. And Sister Mila, I'm praying for Boston. I'm praying for you guys that you would come to Bakers, come to preach the gospel to us. Bakers, do that. You, Sister Tamiko, Sister Paula, I'm praying for Sister Carla. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko, too, that she will make it to Boston, too. And you, too, Sister Miola, you, too, Sister Paula, too. Come preach the word. Come preach the gospel, too, at Bako, because a lot of people need the Lord, Sister Miola. I'm praying for Bako that people would, I'm praying for Bako that you guys would come to Bakers, come preach the word, spend how you say that, Sister Mila, preach the gospel to others too that they don't know the Lord. Pray for them that they will know the Lord. I'm praying for you, Sister Mila, Sister Paula, Sister Carla, Brother O'Neill, Sister Tamiko, that you guys will make it to Boston in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm praying that the Lord will make Sister Tamiko come preach to our Bako. I'm praying for her that the Lord will make her come to Bako, preach the word, complete the word with boldness. Come preach the word with you now. Amen.
Amen.
Can you pray for that?
Amen.
That you guys will come to Boston. Amen.
Amen. When God allowed Brother Eli, if God say to come, by God's grace, he's going to provide. Amen. So we're going to open the next line for 423-635. Your line is open, and I know you would like to share, and Sister Carla normally share her good herbs. And so, Sister Carla, your line is open, and you can share now. Socorro, I know you probably put your phone on mute. I have your line open if you would like to share or you want me to come back to you. Okay, I'm going to come back to her because I...
Hello, hello, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes,
no, that's okay.
Thank you
I
for opening up my
line. While you... Go ahead.
Yes, God is good, brothers and sisters. Just want to thank the Lord for another day. He has blessed me. He's providing for me. He's giving me the ability sometimes, you know, with the change of shift that I will have in my job, I have to wake up early and I've been, he's teaching me how to keep the 8 laws of hell, even with work. You know, I've been going, having to get up at 4 o'clock, have to be at work at 6. And, you know, lately for the past 3 days, well, tonight's going to make 3 days, I've been going to sleep about 8:30, 9 o'clock being in bed. So, and I get blessing and a refreshing sleep. And I just thank the Lord for that. But I just want to talk about black cohosh amongst other herbs. It's good for, those, you know, women that has menopause or hot flashes. It reduced the hot flashes. And it, you know, many people have results from it. You know, some may not have results for whatever reason because, of course, with the hot flashes, the change of life, you have to keep the 8 laws of health, drink plenty of water, exercise, and just do the, use the, you know, the things that God has given us, like the herbs, like I said, black cohosh, fenugreek, Don Quay, blessed thistle, wild yam, and maca. Those will help females that are going through change of life, you know, hot flashes, menopause. Also red clover. And I just went to the store. I purchased most of them because, you know, I was asked on one of my social media platform. Well, they were talking about it, and I shared it with them, and the Holy Spirit said, since you know all of these things, you know, for me to get the herbs and just put it together so that I'd be able to get a donation for it. Because many people don't have these herbs where they're at. They don't know how to find it, don't have the store. But the Lord has impressed me to get all the herbs and, you know, do the things that I need so that I can help others to overcome these, you know, trying time with the hot flashes and the menopause, the change of life. So I just thank the Lord again for his blessing, for knowledge, for wisdom and understanding that he has given to each and every one of us. We just have to use it accordingly and ask, and he will continue to bless us because the gift and the talent he has given us is not only for us, but it's to share and to help others and to be a blessing. So thank you again, Sister Leola, for opening up my line.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sister, for coming and share that with us. And Sister Carla, I used to also take blue cohosh, and because that's for women also, it helps them with the menstrual cramps and muscle spasms and things like that. Boy, that stuff works. And you are absolutely right. And it has so many effects to it to help you, help ladies.
Yes,
so those herbs really work. That raspberry also, Sister Carla. So thank you for giving us that information. And God bless Sister Carla. Okay, we're going to go to the next one because we got a couple done press one. Now we're going to go to the next 843. I know you raised your hand. I know you have a share, a testimony, and we will get to everyone else coming up next. So please be patient, and I'm opening your line. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Tanisha from Florida, and I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he's doing so much in my life. He's worthy to be praised. I bless his holy name, and I glorify his great and holy name. And I'm just so grateful because my mom turned 90 years old July the 4th. And I'm so grateful that she's here July 5th. She had surgery. And I'm just so grateful that she's still here. We prayed over her, myself and Sister Leola and my Sister Linda. And I also have Sister Beverly pray for her and on the 3 ABN from the Lamb Ministry. And Mom is here. So I thank Jehovah God, through Jesus Christ, that mom is still here. She's doing well by God's grace and mercies, and I just want to give them all praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. God can do anything. So never, ever we want to doubt God, because God is King of King and Lord of Lords. He's the great I Am. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. There's nothing that our God can't do. So I just wanted to share that testimony. Always know that God is able to do all things, especially for his children. If he said he loves us all with an everlasting love, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And God is faithful and true. So I just wanted to share that with my beloved. And I just wanted to share one of my little health nuggets here about nutrition. Nourishing foods strengthen both the body and the brain. Plant foods are rich in compounds and nutrients and lower stress and improve mental function and mood. Enjoy plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Avoid the junk foods, saturated animal fat, trans fat, sugary drinks, and caffeine, and large amounts of refined sugar is no good. Almost half of our calories come in the form of sweetened beverages like soda pop and fruity drinks. When you ditch those high-calorie drinks, you can watch unwanted pounds melt away and you'll have more energy. For a real energy boost, drink at least 8 to 9 glasses of water a day. And when you eat better and drink plenty of water, you will feel better and have the energy to make better choices and rely and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Beloved Sister Leola, I do have a prayer request. I want to continue to ask for prayer for my mom, Darcy. And I also want to ask a prayer request for Sister Eva, who's in the rehabilitation center. She got very sick, and she wasn't feeling well. So I'd just like to lift up Sister Eva in prayer. And I'd like to lift up everyone on the event life prayer line of my beloved brothers and sisters, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, KJ and Carlos, Sister Carla, and her precious children, Nicholas and Amanda. I'd like to lift up Brother Eli, his mom, Lily, and all of his friends who's praying for a big whole program. And Sister Barnaby, Sister Brenda, and Brother John. I'd like to lift up all my brothers and sisters, Sister Lily. So please keep them in prayer. I love you, sweetheart. God bless you always and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. We heard the prayers, and Sister Tamiko, we will try to do every name by God's grace. So, but we got a couple more lines we need to open. We're going to open this next line, 518-650. We're opening your line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. I would like to sing my little song. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Every peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know what here befalls me, Jesus do it all things well. For I know what here befalls me, Jesus do it all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, tears each winding path I tread. Give me grace for every trial. Feed me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, rushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, so a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, brings my flight to realms of death. It's my song to endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. It's my song to endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. And I would like to read Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ, of God in Christ Jesus.
O Father
who art in heaven, all the way you lead me, O God, I will go. Father, please, look down on your people this evening, God. Look down on all of us on this prayer line. Father, yes, Satamika was praying for me. Thank you, God. Somebody remember me. You have put it in someone's mind to pray for me. Lord, thank you for your keeping care, for your tender mercy over all of us, oh God. We are asking you, dear God, to forgive us of our sins. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But, oh God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed. Your compassion fail not, it is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, all the way you lead us, oh God, help us to go. Teach us your will, oh God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, help us to come boldly before you. To ask for forgiveness, O God. Please sanctify and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cover us under your blood, Lord. Be it our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters, and all our relatives, we come before you this evening, O God. Nothing in our hands we bring, what simple to you we come. Because we have no one else to come to but you. You're the greatest God. You're the problem solver. You're the way maker. You're everything. Father God, only you alone. You is one God and God alone and no other God but you. So please, Lord, anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within us. Lord, cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. You see us as we come on this prayer line Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, God. We're asking you to send your holy angel to encamp round about us. Beat back every darkness and let your light shine so that others may see you shining through us. Heavenly Father, Brother Eli always asking for prayer for his family and himself, oh God, and his friends. And all of us on this line, dear God, we have our problems, so Lord, we put it before you this evening. You know it's my name, and you know it's my nature, and you know our problem, you know our troubles, you know our trial, oh God. So Lord, we put them before you this evening. We are asking you to take full control of them. Help us to forget about the things of this world and to concentrate on you, focus on you, God, because your coming is near, Lord. Help us to be ready and stay ready, waiting for you. Oh, God, thank you for everything you have been doing, what you continue to do, and what you will forever do. Heal the sick, oh, God, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Be in every hospital, oh God, every nursing home and every senior's apartment. oh God, be with all the doctors and the nurses, be with all the patients, oh God. Father, there are many this evening who cannot turn, who cannot walk. And Lord, they need your help, oh God. Please, Jesus, have mercy upon all of us according to your loving kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out our transgression. Wash us, cleanse us, and mold us, and fashion us into your likeness, God. Make us into what you want us to be. Father, you're the greatest physician. You're the sympathizing Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing you cannot do. So please, God, please, Father, take full control tonight and let everything be done according to your will. Thank you for what you will do, what you continue to do, and what you're doing now, Lord. Be with the speaker as we break the bread of life this evening, oh God. We are asking you, let him not be seen, but let you be seen in him, oh God, so that your word can go forth and win souls for your kingdom. Thank you for everything, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in advance. And thank you, I pray. And I give you thanks. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Donnaby, for that prayer. And especially one of my favorite songs, All the Way My Savior Lead Me. I want to thank you for that. I thank you. Thank you for reading that scripture also. We pressing forward toward the mark of the high calling. I'm telling you, it always a blessing to hear prayer line. So thank you so much for your prayers, your song, and your scripture. So now, brothers and sisters, as our second mother done prayed for us, let us give God glory. So we're going to go to the next caller, and we have 319-895. Your line is open. Amen. Amen. Your line is open.
Pleasant good night, Sister Leola. Are you hearing me clearly?
I can hear you clearly.
I want to thank God for all the testimonies and all the prayers. Truly, the prayers are very important. It helps God, one of the greatest weapons we have, according to the, and also the Word of God. And I thank God for his blessings and his protection on my life. I want to thank those who have been praying for me. God has been working out things step by step. One of two interested week that I had, one in Louisiana and then one in Bloomington, New York, and it's really a blessing for that outreach. We also have a next outreach coming up in Albany, New York this weekend. About Sunday, we have a health fair in Albany at the park. So, state the name of the park just in a minute. So, it's at the Washington Park near the playground on Madison Avenue in Albany, New York. So, we're going to offer the people pre-L checks for diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, depression, and other stuff. We'll be the 8 laws of health and doing samples of natural stuff, people and all of that. So we'll be in Albany, New York, and it starts at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're right now in Bloomington. It's truly a blessing. Be out there to minister unto the needs of the people. And I'm going to read a scripture and two quotes to sum up what I'm about to say. There are a lot of people out there who need Christ. And the scripture says we are the salt of the earth. So we need to be present in the lives of the people by being close to them. I want to read the scripture first. Christ had an encounter with the woman at the well. The disciple was not there. They went to get food. When they came back, they asked Christ a question. He said in verse 32, verse 31 through 34. It says, "And meanwhile the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciple one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work." It says here in Ministry of Healing, page 143, paragraph 2. World needs today what it needed 1900 years ago, revelation of Christ. A great work of reform is demanded, and it's only through the grace of Christ that a work of restoration, physical, mental, and spiritual, can be accomplished. Paragraph 3 of 143 says, Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed his sympathy for them and ministered to their needs and won their confidence. Then he bade them follow. So only one method alone that can finish this work and bring man near to God and make a complete change of the man. Only Christ's method alone. Christ's method is mingled with men as one who desire their good. So we have to be out there, minister unto the needs of the people and desire their good. And I see that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we were out there with the people. We hug them. We pray for them. We gave them stuff. We tell them that this is not the life that God wants. And they were really appreciated. And it helps to show that this is all Christ did. Christ was more an outdoor person. He was not indoor many of the time. He was out there ministering out to the needs of the people. And he always tried to give them physical, even as though he was giving them spiritual food. So, in our experience over the weekend as well, in Binghamton, we are out there ministering to the needs of the people. A lot of young men, young women are on drugs and, you know, feel that their life was best. They came to our tents, our tent there, and ministered unto them. Gave them massage, health check, gave them food, gave them samples. It was just the people were just walking over the tent. And person that was there that came to the event, they asked if we're gonna have the event at the church. Tell them no, everything at the tent. Because many times we are in the four walls, there are people dying outside where we're just concentrating on being in the four walls. We need to be out there as soldiers for Christ, because soon we will not have access to do all that we are doing. Do what we have to do as Christ did while he was there. So that was what I wanted to share. And I pray that look at the method that Christ used. To the old Bible, you see the method of Christ, how we work, especially in his earthly ministry, how we minister unto the people. He was always there, the streets, and meeting up on different type of people. And he used a tack to approach them and also help them in their need. One of the greatest need that he pointed them to was a life free from sin. So thank you for opening up my sister Leah.
Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. And brothers and sisters, as Brother O'Neill shared that with you, how the people was receptive to the prayers, they hug, and they, you know, just to let people know when you hug them, that lets them know that it's not that you don't want to touch them, or it makes them feel good that somebody hugged them, and because they're homeless and no one want to touch them or something like that. But the people felt so good about themselves, and some just, some had tears. Some were so happy. It just was a joy to serve the people. But I want to tell my brothers and sisters today, we have to be careful. My Pastor Olatunji called me. Pastor Olatunji was the one that baptized me, okay? And he called me. He was ringing my phone, and we had gone to bed, and I just didn't get up. So I turned the phone off because he called again. But little did I know he was calling because a friend of ours had got shot. And so when I opened my phone this morning as I was reading and doing some studying, and I said, what? And so I called him, and I see, say, Joan died. And I said, she was shot. I said, I thought she just died of a natural cause. And he said, no, she was shot. And guess who shot her? Her husband. Seventh-day Adventist. Sisters and brothers, we got to be careful who we go and meet or saying we're going to take them for a husband. We got to be careful. I'm telling you, things are just happening today. So I'm just sharing this with you because, you know, that's so many times. It could have happened to me. But praise God, he kept me for whatever his reason. So now I just wanted to share that with my brothers and sisters because just to let you know, be careful, sisters and brothers, and pray and ask the Lord to help you and make sure if you're going to let that person in your life, you ask the Lord. And to know the best thing to say, it's always good to give it some time. But nowadays, you know, the way we see it, you know, as long as God has worked it out for you and you know it's right, then, you know, I say it's good. But I'm telling you, it is so scary to have someone that you say you're going to marry and going to sleep under the same roof you're sleeping under. Oh, my goodness, so much is happening today. So be careful. Teach your children, especially your grandchildren. Tell them, teach them that they just can't be trusting these people. So my brothers and sisters for coming on here, sharing tonight, praying, the songs, whatever God has blessed you with, I want to thank you for joining at Enlightened Ministry tonight. And I'm asking that and that we all pray for one another. As Sister Tamiko always say, pray for all these names she named. And then we do that, yes, and we always ask that. But, yes, let's still pray. So, but we're going to go into a prayer, and by God's grace, there's no one hand was lifted up. As everyone has spoke about Louisiana and how blessing it was, we had no problems out there, and we was amongst people, addicts, all kind of some that their mind wasn't right. That's what we was sitting out there with. And then some of them doing their thing. You know, they cuss, they fuss, and they out there fussing with one another. And one, my son picked up a brick, and Sister Carla, he had it on his shoulder like he was going to throw it, but he was wanting to put it somewhere. You know, you just don't know what the mind, what they thinking. So, but I tell you, it was just a joyful to help them. And now that if the Lord, when the Lord do say go somewhere else, by God's grace, he send us. Because, you know, we have to be careful. Even Brother Eli asking, oh, when are you all coming there? Brother Eli, God has to send us. God has to provide. Because let me tell you something. You can look on the news how people are just killing somebody just because. So, yes. So now, brothers and sisters, we're going to go into prayer by God's grace. And I think Sister Carla, I don't know if she's, let's see what her time is. Let me see if she can offer a prayer. Sister Carla, if you can offer a prayer for brothers and sisters, offer a prayer for Sister Powell. She is out visiting with a pastor and something like that, going to see some a person, I think, that passed. I'm not sure, but I know she was going to see a pastor offer prayer for Sister Stephanie. I didn't hear Sister Katie didn't come on, but please offer a prayer for Sister Katie and her her children, especially her garden, because we know the children destroyed it. So I'm going to open your line and see. And Brother O'Neill, I'm coming back to you because I think you bring in a message tonight. I believe you're speaking tonight, Brother O'Neill. You still can hear me? You can hear me, Brother O'Neill? Okay, I'm going to go to Sister Carla first. So, Sister Carla, open your line. I don't know if you can offer us a word of prayer.
Amen.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Okay, you heard the request,
yes,
so thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our needs and cares to bear. Heavenly Father, it's such a privilege to come before you with all our cares, all our needs, all our wants, all our troubles and pain and suffering and anguish of heart. Lord, you are soon to come. As a minister said, we all have a death decree on us. Either we'll die by men who are trying to kill us, evil men and evil angel, or if we don't conform
mm-hmm.
to the will of the Lord, we will die because sin was with us and we did not accept Jesus as our Savior. So you said, choose ye this day who you will serve. Choose you this day which way you will go, what road you will take, or which way you desire to die. And even if we desire to die for Christ, which is good, he can save us. And if we prove ourselves to be a part of the 144,000, we will not see death. But at least each and every one of us, the faithful one, will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You know your servant, Sister Powell, what's going on in our home as she's ministering to others and helping others and interceding for others. We ask that you touch her. We ask that you heal her. We ask that you will give her strength, wisdom, and understanding. Even in our old age, we just thank you for blessing her. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for Sister Powell. She, in her right mind, she's able to move. She's keeping up with us. She's praying. She's full of energy, Lord. Many of us, even young, can I say, we have the same zest and zeal as Sister Powell, Lord. But we thank you for her, and we desire that we all should come up to the standard that you will have us to come up to. Bless Sister Stephanie, her children, and the Mark Way. Supply their needs according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. You know the desire for the school children, even her children, her adult children. Bless them, her co-worker. Bless them in a Mark Way. We also ask a special blessing on Sister Katie and her children and grandchildren, her neighbors. We ask that you will help Sister Katie, strengthen her, forgive her, Lord. Bless her. You know her needs, Lord. Supply it according to your riches and glory also. Be with Brother Eli also and his mom and his brothers and sisters, friends, and those that tease him and come up against him. We ask that you will forgive them. We ask that you will strengthen Brother Eli for a time such as this and not to repine or get angry or do anything that's going to cause a problem, but to show them the love of Christ and to be able to still pray for them and love them and be kind. Bless all the unspoken prayer requests. We ask that you will be in the midst of us. Be with Sister Leola in a special way, her family, her daughter, her son, her granddaughter, her husband, brothers and sisters in the faith, and also her blood brothers and sisters and family and relative and neighbors. Bless them, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Give her the ounce of your spirit to continue steadfast in the work that you have her to be determined and dedicated to serve others. Forgive her of her sins and trespasses. Bless her husband in a Mark Way, Lord, behind the seed, but he's still doing a mighty work, Lord. Supply his needs, Lord. Please continue to provide for them the necessity of life. Bless this prayer line, Father, and I will let the other person pray for the other request. We just thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. We thank you, Lord, for every opportunity we get to come on this prayer line. Because soon all connection will be severed and we can only connect with you, who doesn't need a phone or time of day to connect with you. You're open 24/7, 7 days of the week, night, day, evening, or morning. You hear our cries. You hear our pain. You see our suffering. You hear us when we call upon you. We thank you to this end. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe O'Neill will be speaking for us today, so I will just offer a short prayer also. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, as we are standing here before you, Father, as Sister Carla offered the prayer, Father, I'm in agreement with the prayers. And Heavenly Father, also want to lift up our voice to praise you, Father, for your goodness that you have covered us and blessed us throughout this week, and bless this prayer line, Father. Oh, Father, we pray for those that was on this prayer line, Father, Brother Judy, Brother Jensenny, Brother Jeff, Brother Sister Naomi, Sister Carrie, Father, so many that has Lester, Lord, so many that was on this prayer line. Lord, we lift up Sister Barnaby, Sister Carla, Brother O'Neill, Father. Lord, Father, we lift up their children, Father. Sister Tamiko, Lord, Father. Lord, we lift up Sister Katie as she lifts Sister Katie up and her children, Father. You're doing too for us on this prayer line, Father. You bless us, Lord, as you keep us from year to year, from day to day. Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, and your mercy that you pour upon us day and night. Father, waking us up each morning, allowing us to come on this prayer line. And, Father, just blessing us to get to the Sabbath. Lord, we thank you for your Sabbath. We thank you, and that's when we rejoice, because when the Sabbath comes, that's a refreshing to us, a refreshing for another week that you have blessed us. So thank you as preparation day is coming. So now, Lord, as Sister Powell is out there, Lord, we ask that you give us safe traveling mercy. And, Lord, Father, all these things that we ask, bless this prayer line, Father, as we are having a speaker tonight, Lord, Father, asking that you bless the speaker and put your word in his mouth and give him the wisdom and the knowledge, the understanding. And, Lord, that your people may be healed, may be awakened, may hear something that would change their mind and change their heart, and to live for you for eternity. Lord, thank you right now, Father, for the blessing of the name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I believe Brother O'Neill is going to be the speaker for tonight. Let me open his line. So let's see. Give us just a second. Brother O'Neill, I don't know if he was prepared. Brother O'Neill, are you the speaker for tonight?
Good night, everyone.
Okay, you can,
hello?
You can bring us a short, you can bring us a little message, a short message or whatever you got up until it's
yes.
You got, okay then. All right. So your line is open.
President, good night, everyone. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Truly. Thank God for this line, so much prayers going up, so much testimony. Know that God is with his people, especially in the closing scene of history. We know that we have someone that we can always call upon.
Amen.
My sister Paula rightly says, living in a day and age where soon we do not have this platform, always have Jesus, always make himself of his people. Thank him for that, that he always make himself available to us. I just want to share a very interesting topic here. Our bodies belong to God. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, eternal Father, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Pray for cleansing. Pray for your Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Our bodies belong to God by creation and redemption. Objective of this presentation, God has exclusive ownership for the humanity. We are not independent of God. We may celebrate 4th of July, but we're not independent. We have moral obligation to God. Trust in the whole word of God. Never do anything without seeking God. This is from the book Testimony on Health. It says, our minister should become intelligent upon this question. We should not ignore it nor be turned aside by those who call them extremists. Let them find out what constitutes true health reform. Teach its principle, but by precept and by example. At our large gathering, instruction should be given upon health and temperance, seeking to arouse the intellect and the conscience. Bring into service all the talent at command. Follow up the work with its publication upon the subject. CPBH, page 117, paragraph 2. Now that in Genesis 1:26-27, we are created in God's image. Says, and God said, let us make man our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon us. So God created man in his own image, and in his image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So anything else that man formulates is not of God. Because God is the originator of creation. How did God create us? Genesis 2 verse 7. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Came from the Hebrew word yasar. It means that is form. Now that already says potter, it's also purpose. In Psalms 139, verse 13 through 15, this is David's exclamation. He says, for thou hast possessed my reign, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth it right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curious wrought in the spot of the earth. David says that God has possessed his reign, and God covered him in his mother's womb. It's a miraculous situation when a child is in his mother's womb. It's a miraculous. No scientific fiction can describe that miraculous, what is happening inside. Formulation of the parts of the ears, everything, the organs, everything. God is the one that does that. So the human being don't need AI. The human being don't need any modification. God created the man fearfully and wonderfully made. So we see the human system. We have the nervous system. We have the digestive system. We have the muscular system. We have the circulatory system. We have the respiratory system. And we have the skeleton system. So God set up man's system that they need to function. It was God that did that development of the human body. So your nervous system is your body command center, originate from your brain. It controls your movements, thoughts to the world around you,
It also controls other body systems and processes such as digestion, breathing, sexual development, puberty, disease, accidents, toxins, and the natural aging process can damage your nervous system. The nervous system has two main parts. Each part contains billions of cells called neurons or nerve cells. These special cells send and receive electrical signals to your body to tell it what to do. So you have the neurons and you have your nerve cells. So they are the connector of the body, the electromagnetic force of your body. And they have billions of cells. So the brain is what make it to the entire system of the body. Nervous system do. Your nervous system guides almost everything you do. Think, say, or feel. It controls complicated processes like movement, thought, and memory. It also plays an essential role in things your body does without thinking, such as breathing, blushing, and blinking. That's what the nervous system does. Continuing on the nervous system, your nervous system affects every aspect of your health, including your thoughts, memory, learning, and to guard every avenue of the system. You control our thoughts, you control our memory, control our learning, and control our feelings. Movements such as balance and coordination, senses, including how your brain interprets what you see, hear, taste, touch, and feel, sleep, healing, and aging, heartbeat, breathing patterns, response to stressful situation, digestion, as well as our hunger and thirsty body processes such as, so your nervous system, it does a very important role in your body. So God's remedies, one of God's most important remedy. The wise man Solomon says it in Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like a medicine. A broken spirit dried up the bone. To check out a lot of the people that are suffering from all mental diseases. They're not exposed. Many of them are locked up in places. They never go out in nature. If you bring them out in nature, as a doctor has done that, bring some people out in nature and they experience nature and many of them recover from their mental situation. So a merry heart is good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. Impair circulation. Sadness deadens the circulation in the blood vessel and nerves and also retard the action of the liver. It hinders the process of digestion of nutrition and has a tendency to dry up the marrow, interior substance of the host system. Letter 1, 1883, and 2 CP 458, paragraph 2. Mind, character, and personality, 458, paragraph 2. Breaks down the life forces. Grieve, listen to these words, grieve, anxiety, discontent, remorse, guilt, distrust, all tend to break down the life forces and to invite decay and death. Courage, hope, faith, sympathy, love promote health and prolong life. Ministry of Healing, page 241 and 2, Mind, Character, and Personality, 458, paragraph 1. So, grief, anxiety, discontent, remorse, guilt, distrust all tends to break down the life forces. It damages the mental state of the nervous system. Central nervous system, CNS, your brain and spinal cord make up your CNS. Your brain uses your nerve to send messages to the rest of your body. Each nerve has a protective outer layer. If you look at electrical wire, when you pair off the outer layer of the electrical wire, you see a next layer of wire that is inside that wire. So each
nerve as a protective outer layer called myelin. Myelin insulated the nerve and helps the messages get through. See that? Paternal nervous system. The paternal nervous system consists of many nerves that branch out from your CNS. You look at like telephone wiring. Yeah, so much wires inside it, all over your body. So this system relates information from your brain and spinal cord to your organs, arms, legs, fingers, toes. Your peripheral nervous system contains what are the parts of the nervous system? Somatic nervous system, which guides your voluntary movements. You have the somatic, and you have the autonomic nervous system, which controls the activities you do without thinking about them. The mind and the body function together. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, But we all, with open face, behold as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. In Ministry of Healing, page 241, paragraph 1, it says, the relation that exists between the mind and the body is very intimate. When one is affected, the other sympathizes. Condition of the mind affect the health to a far greater degree than many realize. Many of the diseases from which men suffer are the result of mental depression. These words come back again. Grief, anxiety, discontent, remorse, guilt, distrust all tend to break down the life forces and to fight decay and death. So, by beholding, we become changed. Whatever our mind is focusing on, what we do, it affects mental, spiritual, and physical, our body. Let this mind be also in, which is also in Christ Jesus. We need so much of the mind of Christ. Guard the avenue of the mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5 says, although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, and pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So every thought, whatever we think, should connect to Christ. M.H., Ministry of Healing, page 241, paragraph 2. Disease is sometimes produced. What is it? Disease you have cultivated and you have hereditary. Cultivated is what we create, and hereditary, what we inherit. So it says, disease is something produced and is often greatly agitated by the imagination. By the imagination. For instance, I'll give you an example. Someone went to go a checkup. They go to the doctor. Doctor give them a diagnosis, whether false or correct diagnosis. Once they start imagining about the situation, change the genetics of the body. They started to worry. They start to, all those words that come, remorse, and all these things, start weakening the life force of the body. Many are lifelong invalids who might be well if they only thought so. Many imagine that every slight exposure will cause illness. We see that in people are afraid of fear. And the effect is produced because it's expected. Many die from disease cause of which is all imaginary. Because the media just swarm the people with all these things. Many people die from fear of COVID instead of COVID. That's going to make it plain. Human slide says, It says, trust in the word of God. See the story of Job. Job 13, verse 15 and 16. It's from the depths of discouragement and despondency, Job rose to the heights of implicit trust in the mercy and the saving of God. Triumphant, he declared, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. He also shall be my salvation. Job 13, verse 15 and 16. And page Prophet and Kings, page 163 to 164. You can read that story. It says, trust in the word of God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of men, in whom there is no help. Psalms 146, verse 3. We are not to trust in princes or to set men in places of God. We are to remember that human beings are fallible and erring, and that he who has all power is our strong tower of defense. In every emergency, we are to think that the battle, his resources are limitless and apparent impossibilities will make the victory all the greater. So many times we trust in man's system of health, trust in God's healthcare system, which is able to, God is in holistic health. He restores and mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, socially. Ministry of Healing, page 486, paragraph 7. We are prone to look to fellow men for sympathy and uplifting instead of looking to Jesus. In his mercy and faithfulness, God often permits those in whom place confidence to fail us in order that we may learn the folly of trusting in man, making flesh our, let us trust fully, humbly, selflessly in God. He knows the sorrows that we feel to the depths of our, which we cannot express. When all things seem dark and explainable, remember the words of Christ. What I do is not, but thou shalt know hereafter. So no matter what we are going through, we have somebody that is ever available. Jesus, ever available. In sickness and in health, Christ is all available for us. What condition? Many infections, cancer, autoimmune disease, like diabetes, lupus, cause problems. Diabetes can lead to diabetic neuropathy, cause tingling and pain in the legs and feet. A condition called multiple sclerosis attacks swelling around the nerves in the CNS, central nervous system. Stroke. Stroke happens when one of the brain's blood vessels becomes blocked or suddenly bursts. Without enough blood, part of the brain dies. Then it can't send message via nerves. A stroke can cause nerve damage. A condition and disorder affect the nervous system. Accident injuries, nerves can be crushed, stretched, or cut in an accident. Car crashes, falls, are common injuries that can damage nerves anywhere in your body. Pressure, if a nerve is pinched or compressed, it can't get enough blood to do its job. Nerves can be pinched or trapped for many reasons, such as overuse, as in carpal tunnel syndrome, tumor, structural problem like cystia. A pain is caused by irritation, inflammation, pinching or compressing the nerve in the leg. The most common cause is herniate or slip disc that cause pressure on the nerve. Most people sciatic or get better on their own with time and self-care treatment. Firm in Christ. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, a sound mind. Desire of Ages, page 341, paragraph 1. The encounter with the demonic of
Genesaret had a lesson for the disciple. It showed that the depth of the degradation to which Satan is seeking to drag the whole human race. And the mission of Christ is to set men free from his power. Those wretched beings dwelling in the place of graves, possessed by demons, in bondage to uncontrolled passion and loathsome lust, represent what human would become if given up to satanic jurisdiction. Hear that? Those whose wretched beings dwelling in the place of graves, possessed by demons, in bondage to uncontrolled passion and loathsome lust, represent what humanity would become if given up to satanic jurisdiction. Satan's influence is constantly exerted upon men to distract the senses, control the mind for an insight to violence and crime. You see so much shooting for the past, just last week alone, all over Chicago, shooting in Baltimore, shooting, how much people died. So this is what did the enemy. He weakens the body, darken the intellect, and debase the souls. Wherever men reject the Savior's invitation, they are yielding themselves to Satan. Multitudes in every department in life, listen to this carefully, this last line here, multitudes in every department in life, in the home, in the business, and even in the church are doing this today. What they are doing? Rejecting Christ. Natural remedies for the nerves. Blood wish implies by cleansing the blood, promotes circulation, builds red blood cells due to amounts of iron found in the vine. Pairing ginger root with blood wish can make a great tonic for inflammation, arthritis, and improve glandular health as well. Because of its diuretic properties, blood wish is commonly used to remedy conditions such as kidney failure by promoting diuresis. It also helps to control diseases that include hypertension, water poisoning, influenza, heart failure, and liver cirrhosis. Amazing benefits for Rella root. So I mentioned this in our selective message, selective messages, three selective messages. So, sarsaparilla root, cancer, tumor growth, cough and cold, rheumatoid arthritis, pains, joint pains, skin problems, including cirrhosis, wounds, ulcer, ringworm, fatigue, muscle pains, weakness, low libido, headaches, growth, digestion, liver damage, infection, it naturally treats the skin problem, and it's also good for the brain as well because it's high in iron. Sarsaparilla root is high in iron content. Soursop leaves, relaxing the nerve cells of the body, preventing more damage of your nerves, boosting the nerves of the body to function well, creating high amount of metabolism, which is in the proper function and circulation of the body in the nerves. And also cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper helps the varicose veins in the body. It helps to clean the small veins in the body, including those in the nervous system and all the system of the body. Blue vervain is great when one desires heal the central nervous system. Blue vervain is very good. Male promote female reproductive system. The blue vervain root can last up to 6 months when harvested. Blue vervain is best used when it is freshly harvested. Vervain contains iron, chlorine, magnesium phosphate. It is very high in zinc and potassium phosphate. The iron, choline is very good when it comes
and adjusting his blood. That blue very vein. So I'm going to read this quote in closing. There are many of those who are aching under a load of care. Because they seek to reach the world standard, they have chosen its service, accepted its perplexity, adopted its custom, thus their characters mar, and their life made weirdness. In order to gratify ambition and worldly desire, they wound the conscience and bring upon themselves additional burden of the continual worrying is wearing out the life forces. For Lord desired them to lay aside the yoke, invites them to accept this yoke. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He bids them, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Christ, that is Desire of Ages, page 330, paragraph 1. So we're living in a day and age where God loves us so much. And in this closing scripture, in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, Jeremiah, a famous scripture that we all know, Jeremiah 29. This is God speaking. For I know thy thoughts, that I think toward, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We're living in a world that, if you check the statistic about depression, have risen so much in the United States for the past 3 years. Because of all that has transpired, many people become depressed. And it's not an easy thing. But when you have the word of God, as he says, a merry heart is a good medicine. A broken spirit dries up the book. We have the word of God. We have someone that we can talk to every time, which is Jesus Christ. He will help us every situation. What was shared tonight was a blessing to each and everyone. Remember that we belong to God by creation and redemption. Let us pray. Most kind of eternal God, we thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. Thank you, God, for your instruction. Thank you, Lord, that you created us perfect, Lord. We need not know modification, oh God. Human body was structured in the right way. The greatest biologist you have done. Help us to put our trust and confidence in you. He came as a man to redeem us, O Lord. Thank you for what you have done, what you are doing. Forgive us in any ways that we have sinned and short of. Help us, O Lord, glorify you in this temple. If there is anything that we have done which was not to principle, I pray, Lord, that you eradicate it all. That we can, like the Apostle Paul says, become clean vessels, O God. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you are doing. Just give me thanksgiving.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for the message tonight. And you mentioned one thing that I didn't catch as clear. You said something for women. It says, sound like it's blueberry, but it's something else.
Blue vervain.
Can you?
Blue vervain.
How you say that?
Blue vervain.
Blue vervain?
B-L-U-E, vervain. Vervain.
Vervain. You're going to have to text it to me because I don't think I've never.
Yeah, V-E-R. Yeah. Blue vervain, V-E-R-V-A-I-N.
Okay. But text it to me so I can get it clear. I hear you spelling some of it, but some of it ain't all coming clear to me. But thank you so much. And that one is for women. That's for women, right?
It's both. It works both in men and women.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Men and women. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Brother O'Neill, for bringing this beautiful health message and this reading, this studying to us. And God increase your knowledge and blessing you as you bring more and more message to us. So thank you so much for this message tonight, because I think, I don't know if I put you on the spot or not, but praise God, he has that ram in the bush that when you call up on, you are able to do the will of God. So thank you once again. And brothers and sisters, we thank you for coming on tonight to share with us, sharing and blessing with prayers and songs and all these things that you have done and that we worship together. So I just want to give you thanks. Now, tomorrow we will be on, I think Sister Carla said about 7, my time, 7:30. Your time, I think my time, 6:30. And your time, 7:30. So by God's grace, we'll be here. Go ahead. Yes.
I just want to inform in the Albany area, if you could come to the outreach this Sunday at 10 p.m. It's going to be at the Washington Park near the playground on Madison Avenue there. And the group that goes out, the branch mission group that goes out, it will partner with the Greater Albany SDA Church to do this event there in the community. So I pray that those who are in the Albany area, if you know anyone in that area or the surrounding area, you can invite them this Sunday at 10 p.m. at the Washington Park near the playground and Madison Avenue in Albany. Thank you, Sister. Amen. Thank each and everyone for being on the night. And I ask for your prayers that I be faithful. Pray for my children as well. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. And you heard Brother O'Neill, sisters and brothers, invite family and friends out to the mission that they are doing out there. You may need some sort of therapy and or something that they can teach you. So just tell your friends and family that they will be out in the park servicing the community, okay? So we thank you all tonight, and please come back tomorrow night. And we're going to worship on the Sabbath evening, which the day is a blessing. So we're going to hear you tomorrow, and I'm just going to close out with this song. Amen. God bless each and every one of you, and have a good night rest. So, oh, my song is, oh, give me a second. Here we go.
Have you not?